Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. Now Jordan, on the market front, we are seeing a broad-based sell-off. It's U.S. equity markets. Those are down right around 3 to 3.5% pretty much across the board. We're also seeing that selling hit precious metals, really everything on my screen except for the U.S. dollar, which is moving strongly higher, is selling off today. Let's focus on the precious metal sell-off because you and I chatted last week. That was right when gold made that run at 1930. And one thing we are outlining is that if you wanted to even call it strength, it was weak strength. And now what we're seeing today is the stocks, which I think we'll start with, are continuing to lead lower. You look at GDX, that's down over 6%. GDXJ is down over 7%. SIL, so silver miners ETF, that's down 7.5%. On the GDX chart, this is a continued breakdown here. It's breaking through a recent low and continues to put in lower highs and lower lows. Jordan, give us a little update on the GDX chart and where you think this sell-off could stop.
Yeah, Corey, for GDX, so we've come down to below 36.50. There's a lot of support right around 35. So we're getting pretty close, although I would expect a little bit more selling. You know, I don't know if we're going to get that selling tomorrow or if we might rebound a little bit in the next couple of days. So, I mean, this is good what's happening because the miners have been way too overbought. They've needed to correct. You know, they were only down. I think GDX at the September low was down 19%. And, you know, after like 160 or 180% move, whatever it was, in only 4 months, you're just not only going to correct 19%. And the price action has been, it's been bearish for weeks. I mean, it's looked corrective. We talked about it last week. I've been writing to my subscribers for the last couple weeks. Just be patient, let this play out. You know, I've talked about the downside targets I have. As I said, if you look at the 200-day moving average, if you look at the 38% retracement from the move from the COVID low in March, those are coming up really close to where we are right now. Same thing for GDXJ. So, and the miners have been leading on the downside, especially in the last 7 or 8 days, because prior to last week, the stocks were actually looking better to the metals, better than the metals. And then that completely changed last week. And so we're seeing it again today where the stocks, GDX and GDXJ, well, GDX has taken out the September low. GDXJ has not, but they're, you know, gold still has some work to do to get down to its September low. Same thing with silver, by the way. So the silver stocks are looking at the silver juniors. They're pretty close to that point. So the stocks have been, in recent days, they've been leading this move to the downside. And, you know, I think we're probably going to see a little bit more selling. But when you see this kind of a move, you know, 6% GDX down, 7% GDXJ, 8%. SILJ, I mean, that's really significant. But the good news is we're getting down and we're getting pretty closer to my bottom targets. So, I mean, we're getting really close to where you want to start buying again.
So, Jordan, when we do finally hit the floor, whatever floor that might be for this general broad-based sell-off in precious metals and the precious metals stocks, do you see a quick rebound from that floor, or is it going to be kind of like the correction that we've seen over the last 3 months, a grinding? But however, it would thankfully be grinding higher rather than grinding lower like we've seen right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question because the way this correction has played out, you know, I'd have to look at various corrections going back, but off the top of my head, the way the current correction has played out has been kind of different from the typical correction. Now, typically, you tend to see a low, and then that low gets retested. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we put in a low in the next week or so, and then we had a bit of a rally, and then maybe that gets retested sooner rather than later. I mean, there's, you know, I have to go back and look at all the charts, but just looking at the daily chart, you know, there's some technical damage here. So I wouldn't expect that we're going to have a V rebound and rocket higher, and that's going to be it. I mean, I guess it's a possibility. I just wouldn't bet on it. It's a good question. I don't know how it's, you know, after making the low in terms of price, I don't know how it's going to play out from there. But I think what I would say is we're getting really close to the point where you want to be a buyer. And I mean, it's, you know, you go back over the last couple of days or the last couple of weeks, and, you know, it seemed like it was taking forever for the miners to correct and get down to the point where you'd want to be a buyer. And now it's at the point where you have to start paying attention, because we could be hours away or a few days away from the point where you want to start being a buyer. And so I think we're going to see a good entry point in the coming days, a really good entry point potentially. And if you get positioned from that point, I think you're going to be really happy with that, you know, 3, 6, 12 months later. But as far as how the rebound's going to play out, it remains to be seen. We have to make a rebound first. Let's see which level we bottom at, and then we'll go from there. I mean, we'll get some kind of a rebound from the low, but I don't think it's going to be a V rebound.
Okay, fair enough. Now, do you see the majors leading this rebound? I know the juniors, they're so news-driven that until they can actually get some drill results back, well, I think that they'll mostly just follow the markets. But should we be looking at majors or any other sector group of these metal stocks?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because if you look at this particular correction, the juniors, at least GDXJ, and you could say SILJ as well, you know, they've actually held up fairly well. And the same thing with silver. You know, it has not been leading gold, the metal, to the downside. So it's a good question. And I'll just have to give, you know, I'm not sure at this point. Yeah, I'm just really not sure, to be honest.
Hey, fair enough. I can understand why, simply because, well, we don't even know where this drop is going to end. But let's also look to the broad markets and what's happening today. It seems like there is just this fear-based trade, whether it is on the back of maybe more lockdowns coming due to the rising COVID cases. That seems to be the consensus as to why people are getting scared today. But how nervous, how worried do we need to be that this is part of a bigger correction, not just for the metals, but for the markets broadly?
I mean, it could be a bigger correction for the markets. I mean, I know that people have a problem of looking back rather than looking forward. I mean, with respect to news, remember, Corey, the market's a discounting mechanism. So, you know, whatever gets printed in the financial media, you know, the market has already discounted that. So the market has been aware of, you know, the potential for more lockdowns or whatnot. But keep in mind, you know, consumers, individuals, households, corporations, you know, they have adjusted compared to the beginning of this year, you know, when they probably weren't thinking that much about COVID, at least the majority of them. So I think, you know, economic actors have adjusted. So if there's more lockdowns, maybe it won't be as bad. But, you know, you look at, again, you know, the stock market is like the precious metals market. I mean, it's had a fantastic run since that low in March. And yeah, in a shorter term sense, it has been kind of trending with the gold stocks. And on top of that, Corey, you know, the dollar got really oversold. It's been building a bottom over the last month or so. And, you know, it looks like it could be making a potential double bottom. So gun to my head, I mean, I would tell you, yes, I think, you know, the short-term trend for the dollar is it's more likely to be higher than lower. So I would expect probably more correction in the stock market and risk assets, especially when the dollar is rallying.
Yeah. Well, and that's, as I said, one of the only markets that is up right now is that the dollar is rallying. Jordan, is this just another situation where I know some people want to look at gold and say that's where money should flow when people are nervous, but we've seen time and time again that when people are nervous, they sell gold as well and hoard cash and go into the U.S. dollar.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I'd have to push back on that a little bit. Maybe I'm just so averse to, you know, these typical explanations, which I know you have to ask about because you're a great reporter and great interviewer. But if you look at, again, if we step back from precious metals, we had this incredible run, and they've just been so overbought, kind of in an intermediate term sense, that they needed to correct more. And then, of course, you know, you look at the media and they'll make an explanation, you know, flight to quality, or it's a fear trade. They want to have dollars. But, you know, as we've been talking about over the last couple weeks or so, I mean, there has been this setup for a correction in precious metals. There has been a setup for the dollar to rebound. I mean, the dollar made a new low at the beginning of September. It was not confirmed by precious metals. The dollar still has been really weak, yet that weakness in, you know, the last recent weeks or so, that's not been confirmed by precious metals. So I just, I revert back to the price action in the market. And, you know, I'll give you this, because earlier I said it looks like we're getting, you know, really close. We can only be days away from, you know, where you get a good entry point in precious metals. You know, the stocks, I mean, not the metals. They have a little bit more work to do. But with that being said, Corey, I mean, keep in mind, you know, if we see everything sell off, we see the dollar rally, ultimately, you know, which sector benefits from that first? It's precious metals. So, you know, even if these things play out, we see, you know, dollar bounce more, stocks correct more, there's fear of another wave of COVID, a few more lockdowns, you know, that's going to bring you very, very close to probably another stimulus package and just more policy that's favorable to precious metals. So that's why we have to look forward and see, look, eventually, not eventually, but sooner rather than later, the combination of those things is going to lead to a bottom in precious metals. And so it's, I mean, I look at it as sooner rather than later, it's going to be positive for precious metals, which are going to put in a low and rebound.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. I get the way that that should all play out. And you know what? We might even see if this market correction gets even worse, more action in terms of governments and in terms of central banks to continue to print money, which does end up helping the precious metals. You're right. But right now, man, it just seems like a lot of people are nervous and that money is just broadly exiting the markets, metals, pretty much everything on my screen. So we'll see where this correction ends. We do have the election next week in the U.S. Who knows? Maybe that puts a floor in some of this shaky trading, or maybe it just adds to the volatility. Jordan, we'll chat again next week and we'll follow up with what the markets are doing, especially in terms of the precious metals. Thanks for your time today.